Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, February 12th. I'm Hannah Yee for The Wall Street Journal. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders eked out a win over Pete Buttigieg in the New Hampshire Democratic primary. With most results in, Sanders had 25.7% of the vote, with an edge of just over 1 percentage point. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar came in third, well ahead of Senator Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden. Both lagged behind in single digits. The candidates now had to contest in Nevada and South Carolina. We reported exclusively that U.S. officials say Huawei can covertly access mobile phone networks. They say their intelligence shows that for more than a decade, the Chinese telecom company has been able to access sensitive information through so-called backdoors. Huawei rejected the allegations. Telecom companies are required to make these for law enforcement purposes, but aren't supposed to be able to gain access without special consent. The sharing of this intelligence with European allies is part of Washington's effort to persuade them to block Huawei from their networks. Four federal prosecutors withdrew from the case against Roger Stone after the Justice Department recommended a lighter prison sentence. Prosecutors asked for a 7 to 9 year sentence for President Trump's longtime confidant, who was found guilty of lying to Congress and witness tampering. The Justice Department's reversal came hours after a tweet from the president that criticized the initial sentence recommendation. Some leading Democrats see improper influence by the president. A Justice Department spokeswoman said the decision to change course was made before the president's tweet. Lyft shares fell after hours, even though the ride-hailing company's results beat expectations. For more details, please head to our website, wsj.com, or the WSJ app.